This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 132 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we're going to be continuing on with our salute to Black History Month and Black lead actors in action films with Will Smith in Gemini Man, directed by Ang Lee from 2019. Alex, have you seen this movie before?
No, this is a first time watch. Actually, I'd never even heard of the movie. Okay. To be honest with you.
Yeah. But that's always good. You're going in like literally totally blind. Now, this movie had a crazy release back in the day. Just a little preface. It was released in 4K, 3D, 120 frames per second, high frame rate. So technically, people were like, this is just a gimmick movie because of the technology and blah, blah, blah. So we're going to tell you if it is a gimmick movie or if it's a good movie. But before we do that, you already know we're going to give you a little bit of the old box office, see how well this did in theaters. Will Smith used to be the man. Every movie he came out with was blockbuster. That slowed down a little bit, so we'll see how that's going.
Yeah, not in this one. Well, let's see. You'll be the judge when I give you the numbers, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Gemini Man for 2019. Domestic, $48 million. International, $124 million. For a worldwide total of $173 million on a budget of $138 million. Domestic opening of $20 million.
Nope, that's a flop. Yeah. Maybe not a flop, but it's like a disappointment. Yeah. It's a disappointment. And they might have lost some money on this, to be honest, with marketing. Because I remember the marketing was heavy. This trailer played a lot in front of like every movie before it came out. There was a lot of advertisements. The technology, clearly what they filmed it in, cost a lot of money. Will Smith probably cost a nice chunk of change to star in this. Disappointing. Because he used to, Suicide Squad did very well. It made a lot of money.
Yeah.
But that was a team. Will Smith hasn't had just like a big Will Smith hit in quite a while, to be honest with you. But how did this do with critics? Maybe they liked it. And, you know, who knows? They didn't. This has a 26% critic score on the old Rotten Tomatoes. Now, in an incredible turn of events here. Now, Alex, we've seen some gaps between critics and audience. We've seen it. But this one, this might take the cake. I don't remember one this big from audience much higher, but critics 26, audience 83 for this movie. Like almost 60% higher than the critics. So apparently, at least the fans who went and reviewed this really, really love them. Some Gemini Man. Meanwhile, the critics say, doo-doo. What do you say?
I say this is very shocking because, okay, so the audience gave it an 83, you said?
Yeah.
But the box office doesn't reflect that.
True.
So it's kind of weird. Like, is it because of rental? Like, because, you know, again, you rent it and then you could go to Rotten Tomatoes or the people that didn't want to see it in the theater. So that's kind of interesting. It's really interesting. You're right. I mean, we did 132 episodes so far and they all weird numbers, but not that big.
I don't remember
gap.
A 60% gap between the audiences liking it that much better than critics.
I agree with you. I had never seen that. But yeah,
it doesn't matter because you already know we're going to give our takes on this very interesting movie. Do we agree with the critics? Do we agree with the audiences? Or do we fall somewhere in the middle? Alex, first time watch for you. And of course, since I'm hosting, you get to go first. Lead character, of course, played by Will Smith in multiple roles in this movie, but mostly as one main guy. Go ahead, take it away.
I gave him a 4.5. I thought Will Smith was actually really good in this movie. Acting wise, first of all, is he like a Denzel? No, right? Denzel's in the old world class. But the thing with Will Smith, he knows how to bring that charm. And when he does that serious, it's like a dad or like a friend sad. And you're like, oh, why are you crying, my friend? And you want to hug him. Like, he's just really, he's really good. And Dude, he carried me through the whole movie. I mean, he was an assassin, and he's good in these roles. Anything that has guns, Will Smith is really good. And I think that's why the Bad Boys movies were very well, is because he is an action star, regardless of what people say. He's a rapper. I mean, he is a rapper, but he's a really good damn actor for a rapper. So in this movie, he plays multiple characters, but I'm not going to bring up the other ones. I'm just going to talk about his main one. He was really good. He's a retired. Well, he's trying to retire from being an assassin. They bring him back in. Typical storyline. But he was good. He was really, freaking good. His emotions is poured out. His fear of his, I love when he talks about his fear, because that's me, is the whole thing with drowning. Like, I don't know how to swim. So that's my big fear too. So when he talks about that, I feel it. I'm like, yo, that is really cool. And then when he fights his self.
Clone.
Yeah, his clone. It looks good. Like, he's really good. Like, his portrayal in that. Look, the whole shebang, the whole package. He is so contained with the character that I loved it. And you know what? It was a perfect role for him because he was actually really good. So I give him a 4.5.
All right. This movie, for me, is the definition of a mixed bag. You know what a mixed bag means? Some really good stuff, some really not so good stuff. He's going to fall in the good stuff category. I also like Will Smith in this movie. I gave him a 4. I think he's very good. The only reason I give the character a 4 and not a 5 is one thing you said that I really agree with, a little kind of typical. You know what I mean? Like, I want to retire. I'm old. I want to get out. They won't just let me leave because now I know something and they got to try to kill me. It's that, I've seen this before. So, and also I wish they had a little, I agree. I like, they give glimpses into like his history with his dad when he's having the flashback where his dad's like putting him in the water. And, but I wish there was a little more backstory to him. Not necessarily flashbacks, but just kind of fleshed out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then it might've been a 5 to me, honestly, but as it is, it's a 4. I agree. The performance is good. As a matter of fact, and I know, well, I'll just say now, the whole cast is really good. Actually, it's a really strong cast full of good actors and they're all really, really good in it. But Will Smith, I agree with you. I think as he's aged, he's still believable in the action scenes, but the in-between, his acting is good. He's a good actor. I don't put him as like an elite actor, but I don't think by any means he's a bad actor. He's a good, solid actor who I still enjoy. And I'm glad you mentioned Bad Boys, because that was a big hit for him too. That was like pretty recent. So
yeah,
I've always liked Will Smith since I was a kid, honestly, since Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when I was a kid, all the way till now. He's older than me, obviously, but I feel like I grew up, you know, watching his stuff. And I thought he was really good in this, so I gave him a 4. Okay, now, main villain. Now, I think we're going to score Clive Owen as the main villain, because he's the one in charge of everything.
Yeah, I gave him a 4.
Okay.
He was good. Now, he doesn't do hand-to-hand with the other Will Smith. I mean, the main character Will Smith, but he does fight the clone version when he's whipping him in the roof. He had his plan. He executed it. He's a typical bad guy in all these, like, assassin movies that they're friends, and then he turned on them somewhere, somehow. He turns on them. But in this case, I don't know where the hell he got his clone from.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I thought he was really good. Clive Owen is a really good actor. Very underrated for me because not many people will talk about him and stuff. And he's really good in action movie too. So I gave him a 4. I thought he was good. That was good. But I was going to give, it's funny, I gave Clive Owen a 4 and then I gave Will Smith's clone a 4. Because I kind of put him as a bad guy for a little bit.
Almost like a double. He was trying to kill him.
So
I give him a 3. I'm a little below you. Mm. Only because he's a little, like you said, all he does is like be in charge of stuff. And I'm like, you know, I just watched a movie recently called The Informer. I don't know if you've seen The Informer.
I told you to see that movie. Yeah.
So it was a good movie, but he plays a very similar role in that. He's like FBI guy. He's in charge. And I couldn't help it. Even though this movie came out before that one, watching them kind of close together, I was like, well, this is kind of just, is this what he does now? He's older. He's just be in charge of stuff. And, you know, he's like a dad to this clone guy. And he was okay. Not my favorite role from him, but I do like Clive Owen a lot, actually. He's been in quite a number of movies that I've really enjoyed. Of course, Sin City. Great in Sin City. Shoot 'Em Up was a good fun action movie with him in it. But I felt like he was a little generic. So I gave him a 3 for main villain. Okay, action scenes. What we're all here for?
5. I mean, let's just be honest here. The CGI didn't work for me. I'll say that. But then again, I watched it digitally. So it's not like I watched the 4K version, which I'm going to, again, I ordered it. So I will be getting it to rewatch it. But those scenes were awesome. When he's fighting himself and he knows, well, they don't know each other yet, but they're doing all that stuff. Awesome. The chase scene with the motorcycle was badass. I told you, I love my chases. And that was another good one. It's another good chase. I love the scene in the staircase when he was like, don't come up here. And then when he throws the grenade, it bounces off the wall and he shot it off the wall. Sick. Yo, I lost it. I said, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I love the scene. They're fighting in the tunnel. It is you could see that some of it is CGI. Like they layered it on top of someone in certain things. And especially with Will Smith, when he's punching down on him, you could see like there, it's just enhanced there. It could be because again, it's digital. So I don't know. My TV's trying to pick up. Yeah. It is what it is. But that was another great scene. The beginning when they go into his house and he escapes. That was cool.
Blasts everybody.
Yeah, I mean, and he's that opening sequence with the snipe and with the train. Oh, I said this is beautiful.
That camera shot where the train almost looks like it bends when it's going fast.
Yeah, the fisheye.
So cool.
Yeah, it's very unique. I've never seen that in a movie with the fisheye. Yeah, it looks really good. And then at the end was actually really good too. The last stand of them fighting, and they fought their other self, the T-1000 version.
Black Panther version.
The Black Panther, yeah. I was just like, what the hell? I was like, okay, but you know what? That scene, I was like, it took it the next level of you had me there, but then it just became comical. Because it was like superhero style corniness, and you could see it with the you could see CG there. It was very CG. Him running fast and he's kicking them and doing it. I was like, you just killed it, man. Like, why did you do this? But anyway, still got a 5.
You know, it's funny. I love the scene you're talking about, the one in Colombia when they're hiding in Colombia and the clone shows up and they're shooting on the roof. But everything from when they're shooting on the roof and he climbs up the tree really fast and then they're shooting each other and it's a chase. They're almost like dirt bikes. But yeah, the motorcycle chase scene is it's shot so well. First of all, it follows Will Smith driving a motorcycle in these little alleyways, and you could tell it's done with a guy on a camera on a motorcycle, probably trying to keep up. It's shot so well. It looks amazing. Wait till you get this 4K, bro. You're going to be like, wow, holy moly. With the high frame rate and everything, it looks great. He uses the motorcycle as a weapon. He like tail whips it and kicks him with it. Mm-hmm. He punches him with it. He throws it at, like, I loved it. I loved it. I loved that scene in the theater, and I still think it is one of the coolest, most well-shot action scenes that I remember, you know, recently, fairly recently. Ang Lee, he's not the choice that I would think of for an action movie, but he is such a skilled filmmaker that he can do some really cool things, if that makes sense. So, you know, camera work-wise and execution, like, I mean, he did do Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, but that's a different style of action, you know, that old kind of Chinese wuxia action. But it's still, I think he did a great job in this. I agree with you. The end almost made me lower it like a point or half a point because I was like, okay, I like it. I like the setting. I like the idea, but they go too CGI at certain parts. Save for that though, I'm going to give it a 5. I think the action is the best part of this whole movie. Hands down. I don't even think it's close. Okay. So let's get to the storyline.
Storyline, I gave it a 4.
Okay.
I liked it. I don't know. I mean, I can see where the critics go with it, but I like storylines like this. It's new. I mean, I mean, we did see it in Jurassic World or Kingdom, Fallen Kingdom, that she was a clone and all this baloney. And I was like, okay, but I liked this. This was unique. It was a unique storyline. I thought it was pretty cool. He's an assassin. He tried to retire and they send him younger self of him to kill him, which I was like, that is actually pretty cool. He's faster, stronger. He knows what he's going to do, but the older one is just more experienced and he knew how to stop himself. So I thought that was really cool. I thought his friends
Wong is the actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Benedict Wong. He was good in the movie. I liked him. He is so funny as the pilot. Yeah. I thought he was cool. I liked the FBI chick or DNA or DNS.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Yeah, she was really cool in the movie. Clive Owen was really good. The storyline, like I said, it's unique. Is it brand new or something? I don't know. I bet there's other movies that we haven't seen as the same storyline, but I thought it worked for me, so I gave it a 4.
So you're definitely in the 83% group. With the story, I'm definitely in the 26% group because I don't like it. I think this movie is, anytime there's not cool action scenes, it's terribly boring. And I hate all the like father son Clive Owen stuff. I hate that this guy's always like kind of crying. Then once he talks to Will Smith, all of a sudden he's all sad and stuff like that. I hate the ending. He wants to like go to college and do all this kind of stuff. And now Will Smith, who's actually him technically, is almost like his now uncle, pretty much. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
or his father,
or like his new adopted dad is his own self. I don't know. And I do, it does have an air of been there, done that. You know, there's plenty of movies with clones and cloning stuff like The Sixth Day, and Jurassic Park was a good recent one. You know, we just mentioned off air, we were talking about Looper a little bit, a sci-fi film. The similarities of like sending your own self to kill yourself type of thing. That is kind of one of the main plot lines in that film. So as far as sci-fi movies goes, this borrows from a lot of stuff. I don't love it. I gave it a 2. I don't know. I found it kind of boring. Literally, whenever they're talking, I've after they're talking for a certain amount of time, I feel my eyes like start to glaze over, and then something starts happening, action, and then I like snap out of it. So that's just for me. I don't love it, but that's cool. It did work for you. So 4 for you, 2 for me. Okay. Overall,
I give it a 4. I thought it was a really good movie. I could see it from the critic's point of view, like I said before, but for me, it was entertaining, and I like sci-fi action movies. If it worked very well, then why not? I mean, I could see why it flopped. I mean, it is what it is. Will Smith is not the powerhouse person that he used to be, but Ang Lee didn't have a good track record either. That Hulk movie was god-awful. So a lot of people are still remembering that. They're like, wait a minute. He's the director from the Hulk. And you're like, oh, forget
Broke
it.
Brokeback Mountain. And now Gemini Man.
But yeah, so like, as an overall package, I enjoy the him fighting him. I know, I saw it digitally and it didn't look good. I'll wait to see what it looks like in the 4K disc physical.
Amazing.
But I love the action sequences. If there's good action, I could
forgive, sir.
Forgive like the some storyline plots and all this. And you got a good actor. So again, that's another plus that carries the movie. So yeah, I gave it a 4. Overall, a 4.
Yeah, overall for me, I fall right in the middle. I give it a 3. I think there's a lot good elements. I like Will Smith. I like the whole cast, actually. And I like the action. I don't love the villain storyline. And I don't like the storyline. So I fall kind of in the middle. And that's why I gave it a 3. I don't hate this movie. I own it. I bought it. I saw it at the theater. I think another reason why it didn't do well was that whole release. You know, certain people couldn't see it in the 4K, 3D, but that they didn't want to go see it at all. You know what I mean? So they were like, well, if I can't watch it in the best way, then I'm not going to watch it. I'll wait for it at home, which is even less the best way to watch it. But whatever. But yeah, I think it's solid. I think this is like a solid sci-fi action movie, good, likable cast, great director, very skilled. You know, he's almost like the Asian, to me, he's almost like the Asian or Chinese version of like James Cameron, in that technically he's ahead of a lot of other filmmakers and he's very progressive and wants to do new cutting edge stuff. And I respect that. So I like Ang Lee, you know, as a director. Is he the best choice for an action movie? No, but he does that action scene. They are really good. So I don't know. It's a 3 for me. It's a 4 for you. What's your total score?
21.5.
Nice. I'm at a 17 out of 25. I think Gemini Man's a solid movie. And I reiterate this, the one of, if not the best looking 4K discs you can get. If you want to see it for the first time, just go buy it. It's probably like $13, $12. Get the 4K. Just watch it on you. If you have a good TV, Alex, you're going to be blown away. But yeah, I thought it was a fun action movie.
No, yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, again, this is my first time watching, so my second time will be when the 4K comes. Yeah. But I like it. I like movies like this. This is a simple action movie, good story, great actor. So I'm good with that.
All right. And then as far as what we got coming up, very excited. Well, I'm very excited for one and I'm not excited at all for the other. Well, I should probably not be excited for either one of these because next week we're going to be reviewing Superman 3, which I'm not excited for after watching Superman 2. And the one I am excited for, a little bit of Halle Berry, directed by Pitoff. That's one name, Pitoff. Yeah, P-I-T-O-F, Catwoman. We're going to be reviewing it. Now, I'm excited because I love reviewing a good piece of garbage. And I've never seen this whole movie because I've never been able to make it through. So this will be my first time watching from beginning to end. And that's what we're going to be wrapping up Black History Month with. You know what? The reason we did it, wanted to give the ladies some love. And there's not a ton of black female-led action films. There's a few, but this was one of the most kind of famous flops. So that's why we picked it. Hopefully in the future, they get more, you know, get more roles in these action movies for them. But yeah, that's what we got coming up down the pipe.
There you have it, guys. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys related, go to www.youtube.com/levelsofgeeks for the video version of the podcast. If you want to take us on the go, then head to your favorite podcast provider and search for our action movie guys. Other than that, he's your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.